North Korea says it is extending an olive branch to South Korea, saying it is willing to cooperate and to overlook past disagreements. The offer does come with conditions, however, as Alistair Wanklin explains.
In an open letter to the South Korean people, North Korea's National Defense Commission said it's ready to defuse tensions, allow family reunions, and boost cross-border cooperation. It urged South Korea's government to accept the offer, which it said has no ulterior motive. But the North demanded several conditions. The letter, carried by the state news agency, said the North would defend its nuclear arsenal. And it demanded that the South cancel several weeks of military exercises planned with United States forces beginning next month. South Korea rejected a similar demand last week, accusing the North then of deception. During similar exercises last year, the North said it was on the verge of attacking Seoul with nuclear weapons. On Friday, Seoul's defense ministry said it wants action, not words. A spokesman said North Korea is alone responsible for tensions on the Korean Peninsula, and those tensions will only ease when it ceases its hostility. Separately, the U.S. commander for the Asia-Pacific region said this week the exercises will go ahead. Admiral Samuel Locklear added that North Korea's new leader appears to be unpredictable, and that means it's unclear right now which approach will lead to peace. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.